If you think you'd find someone tracking allergies out where the birds are chirping and where the grass is getting mowed, think again. It's actually happening on top of a two-story medical building.
It's actually kind of cool to climb up on the roof.
That's where you can find allergy specialist Dr. Fred Lewis. On this warm and breezy spring day, he's checking out some air samplers. One of these mechanical contraptions is the Burkhart air sampler.
Well, it's like a giant weather vane.
A weather vane that maybe got mixed with a model of the Starship Enterprise. It's about 2.5 feet long, and on the front has an opening like a whistle.
And it sucks air in through this little slit. There's a slide inside that goes past the slit, and particulates in the airstream will hit the slide and stick to it because the slide is greased with a silicon grease.
Lewis has been running this equipment for 34 years. He says when he began, methods to track allergens had become outdated.
So to know how to best serve my patients and to know what they were actually exposed to, I wanted an idea of what was in the air and try to correlate that to their clinical history and their skin test results.
Lewis got special training in aerobiology. Then he set up his equipment and joined the National Allergy Bureau, a network of 84 counting stations across the country and 8 more around the world that keep track of allergens. Each day of the year, between when snow stops falling and when it picks up again, the samples from Lewis's equipment are carried down the ladder from the roof and into a lab.
Good examples there of there's an ash and a birch in there. Which
Cindy Peters is one of the medical technologists who takes it from there. She does the actual counting. Peters looks at the slide under a microscope, and to keep count, she clicks a tallying device that looks like a row of typewriter keys. Each click is another grain of pollen or a mold spore.
Generally, what we do is we'll count all the pollen grains first. They're counted on a different magnification.
Each one has its own unique size and shape. It's what's known as surface morphology. And Peters has her own creative ways of telling the samples apart.
So I was hoping I could see something really fun, like this is a pine pollen. So what does that look like to you? We call it Mickey Mouse. It has the central face with the two ears.
Once the counting is done, Peters compiles the data in a binder. A copy goes to the National Allergy Bureau for analysis, and another goes to local media outlets for the public.
You know, there's a lot of allergy and sinus sufferers in our area. So, you know, even here in the lab, different techs will shout out, hey, you know, what's in the air today? You know, I'm having a difficult time. My eyes are watering or I'm sneezing a lot.
But all this collection and analysis takes time. So that pollen count you see on the morning news is at least a day and a half old. And Lewis says there's no way to make truly accurate predictions for the season ahead.
People guess all the time, but I'm not sure that they're actually, you know, better than a person throwing a dart at a dartboard.
But in the end, does it serve Lewis's original purpose for better treating his patients? He says definitely.
I've changed how I do my therapy based on what I've seen in the air. My testing is set up based on what has been out there. And if I put somebody on immunotherapy or allergy shots, for the colloquial term, it's based on what they're exposed to and what their skin tests tell me and the comparison of that particular data.
So next time you feel that sneeze coming on, rest assured, someone's keeping an eye on why. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
I'm on the roof.